این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Selfish people and followers of Taghuts abuse the Holy Quran as a means by which to establish anti-Quranic rules. This deviation reached a point where the rule of the glorious Quran in the hands of the oppressive rulers and their wicked clerics, who were more corrupt than the Taghutis, was distorted and abused as an instrument to continue their oppression and corruption and to justify the wrongdoings of the enemies of Allah. Unfortunately, the glorious Quran, which is capable of helping mankind to find this path in life, was not given a role other than to be recited in ceremonies because of plots of its mischievous enemies as well as ignorant friends.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that the Friday congregational prayers are above all other affairs. Now, in this part of his speech, basically, he's referring to the position and the main goal of the Friday prayers, that when we offer these prayers, since we know that in Friday prayer, there are two sermons, the first one, which calls people towards the taqwa or towards the piety or towards being God-weary. On the other hand, the second sermon is related to the very important point in the Islam, and that is the political affairs and the current affairs that are going on. Therefore, the person who leads the Friday prayer, he has to talk about the current affairs, the issues of that week, or the issues in the world, in the community.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
He is mentioning that this Friday congregational prayers is above all other affairs. Why? Because in this Friday congregational prayer, we know that everyone joins these prayers. Everyone comes to the prayer. So even the people who were unable to come to the five-time prayers, maybe they were missing some prayers or some days, they are coming on the Friday congregational prayers. Why? Because it's a holiday and then everyone meets. Therefore, it is also known as a small Eid. Why? Because people see each other, they meet each other. A big number of people, they come and join one prayer. And generally, it is like one Friday congregational prayers in one city. But we know that in different countries, they are having different ways. When everyone is joining, they are discussing their issues, they meet each other. If there are any issues, if there are any problems, it gets solved in the Friday prayer or maybe after the Friday prayer, where people have issues when they see, for example, the management or when they see a minister or someone who can do or the authorities, they meet each other, they talk to each other, and they try to solve their issues. So this is the main goal of the Friday prayer, and therefore it is above all the other affairs, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.